Proclamation number 7838 of 1st of March, 1961. Return of the opponent. The adversary's return to me can also only take place in lawful order. And since his apostasy from me was an offense so unusually severe that you humans are unable to comprehend it, it will take eternities until he has atoned for this offense. Until he has changed his will himself and gives himself to me again, as it was in the beginning. He, whom my greater than great love had brought into being, had become my adversary, and this meant that he turned everything within himself into the opposite. That he shaped himself into a being which stood in stark contrast to me. That he became the antithesis of the eternal deity, even though he had originated from me myself. And this, turning into a being completely opposed to me required eternal times, and therefore the return cannot take place in less time, for he has to go back the same way. He also has to turn his nature into his original being again, and he is still in the hardest opposition to me. As an enemy and adversary, he is still in the greatest defensive position and constantly works against me. And yet, in this resistance he unconsciously serves me as an antipole in my plan of return, for once all beings have to freely decide between me and him, because the return to me cannot take place under compulsion but has to be started in free will, just as the apostasy from me once took place in free will. My adversary, however, has lost all realization through his fall into the abyss. He turned away from me as the eternal light. He no longer allowed himself to be permeated by my light of love, and due to his ever-increasing distance from me he lost all light. He became darkened in spirit, he was in wrong thinking, he no longer recognized anything but he considered his blinded thinking to be truth. And his activity consists of carrying darkness everywhere, of extinguishing all light and fighting against truth because he perceives it as a light from me. Thus he created a kingdom of darkness into which he plunged his following and thus dominated it. And because his following is overwhelmingly large, it will take eternities until light can be brought to this following for the time being, which, however, is the purpose of my plan of eternity to illuminate everything with my love again until it stands in the brightest light of realization again and then thus is also returned to me. Yet if its fall required eternities until it had landed in the deepest abyss, if it has to take the same path back again, it is obvious from this that a return of the counter-spirit is still far from being thought of, because the entire appendage has to be redeemed first before it feels so weak itself that it voluntarily returns to me. But until then he will also use the strength and power he still has left on people, for they will live on earth in possession of free will which will now have to prove itself, i.e., which will have to choose between me, the Lord, whom the being once refused to acknowledge, and him, the Lord, whom they voluntarily followed to the abyss. Thus he unconsciously and unintentionally serves me as an antipole. And I foresaw this from eternity and built my entire plan of redemption on the wrong will of my first created being, or also, the plan for the creation of children who had to pass the very test of will which presupposes becoming children of God. Since countless beings were created by his will using my strength, it will also take eternities until these beings arrive with me again as my children. And for just as long will the first created spirit, Lucifer, serve me as an antipole. and for just as long will he postpone his return to me. For it will take eternities to change his completely wrong nature. But one day his return is also certain. But you humans should not be misled when you are told that he is on the path of return. Indeed his followers, but not he himself, whose hatred towards me is abysmal, but also towards everything spiritual which belongs to him, for he knows no love, he seeks to ruin everything, and he also seeks to prevent his followers from becoming blessed, because he himself is evil since he turned himself and his nature wrong and likewise has to carry out his change on himself, so that he returns to the Father again as the prodigal son from whom he also once took his departure. Amen.